Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, beautiful people that I love so much. I'm coming to you today from Detroit, Michigan. I'm at Motor City Nightmares. We are having a ball. I lead an interesting life. I do. So I have a lot of interesting news to bring to you today. First of all, though, reminding all of you that Focus, Fun, and Fruition starts this week. We started off on the 31st, so please go on the website and sign up if you are interested in this amazing six-week course. And the webinar on artificial intelligence is on August 10th. From what I've heard of other people talking about this, the channel has a lot of different things to say than what's going out there over most of the airwaves. So I hope you will join me for that. All right, so the latest and the greatest. You know, we've been working with the mother's belief and the father's belief and bringing those two into a strong, positive direction for creation. Now we have discovered that once we work with that for a week or so and really redirect that into the positive, that probably is going to bring up one more major belief. And this is a real breakthrough in the work, guys, because I don't know, those of you that listen to me every week know that we set the intention of getting the highest discernment around creating health in our lives. So we balance the mother-father belief, which brings one more belief to the surface, which affects the creation of health in our lives. Now, what the channel says, is this still the highest way to say it? Yes. We have been paying for our happiness with our health. We have been paying for our happiness with our health. So, in other words, there has been a belief that we have to exchange our happiness in order to create perfect health in our lives. We know that's not a belief that's going to serve us at all. So we are coming together to direct and to own the belief that we are creating happiness through choosing health. That happiness and health absolutely go together. Okay? And we are claiming the symbol formula, violet flame, golden light. We are divine love. We are love. And so it is. They are saying it works best. Well, basically what I'm hearing right now is you need to get the mother's and father's beliefs, and then the other one will surface for you. I'm just wondering what what my other belief is. I haven't gotten to that yet. Oh, not going to a core belief. Deep book song. I'm going to a movie and I'm going to ET. Okay, so getting what I want. I have to exchange my health for it in some way. Well, that bye-bye to that one. I get everything I want, the healthier I am. And they're rushing to say to me that while we're working through this, you might uncover some health things that you need to focus on, as you know I just said. Well, there you go. So now we have a whole complete understanding of that. That's the complete understanding. I'm getting almost a really big yes. So there might be some tweaks in there, but we're well on our way. Okay? I create happiness with my health, and I create health with my happiness. They're interchangeable. They work together. They live together. And so it is. That's pretty big news, guys. So I'm hoping you got that all. All right, I can go to the callers. Yes, of course, I got here without my headphones. So I'm on my phone. If I sound a little weird, that's what it's about. Okay, we are going to Andrew in Mumbai. Hello.
Hey, Dee. It's great to... be here. I have two things. One, okay. I'd hopefully Stephen had told you before the show.
Yes.
Because I mentioned to him about our dear friend Mary. And I'm wondering if we could, for anyone that is going through a tough situation or tough challenges like Mary, when it comes to, Roger's in the hospital again.
Yes.
And it's very serious what she's been going through, and I'm just wondering if you could send out.
Let's just all come together and hold the state of health and happiness for anyone and everyone in the community and their loved ones who may be challenged at this point right now, and. The channel is saying that doesn't necessarily mean that if their soul has made the decision to leave, that can also be an explanation of health, a definition of health. So we want to be clear about that. The soul knows what's best for the soul, and we are supporting each soul in making its highest decision and the loved ones that are sharing that with them. And so it is. Yes. And what else, Andrew? Thank you for that, honey.
Yeah. Well, I talked to her earlier, and I asked her if it's possible. There's more that she could talk to you about on when you talk to her individually with interesting stuff. But for myself, because I know you have other people to get to as well.
I was
ill the past couple of weeks, but fortunately I got healthy in time for my birthday last Friday. And that's really the reason why I'm calling, because it was like a few years ago around on my birthday when I had initially connected with you, and it's like my anniversary with you type thing. Because I've been, in a transition period where I'm getting myself set up, like today I was feeling like, I need to do more, but then I'm realizing that, I'm okay with where things are at.
Yeah,
and
I get a
I'm
no
wondering...
on that not to do more and to be very present in your creation process.
Okay, so is there anything
that
unconscious that's going on?
Doing, a lot of times when we do, Andrew, we're not creating. We're doing busy work to make us think we're creating. So your job right now is just to feel a lot of love and excitement about everything you want. Okay?
And that's what I was realizing, because this evening, before coming on the show, I pulled out this Oracle card, and it said, be peaceful, or be something to do with peace.
Yeah.
And I was overanalyzing, thinking, well, how do you know if it's something like unconscious belief that's going on? Like, you know, what
you
get from your mother.
Don't get into all that, Andrew. Think of what you want. Love it more. Think of what you're creating. Love it more. Okay? It's simple.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Okay, baby.
Easy peasy.
Thank you.
Have a fabulous Sunday in Detroit. Hopefully you get to visit Aretha. Yep.
Yeah, no. I'm leaving tonight. Bye-bye, sweetheart. Okay, we are going to Joy in Cape Cod. You're on. Whoops, you're not on. Hold on. Yes, you're on. Go ahead.
Oh, good. You missed me last month. I received your mother's belief and father's belief and my belief, and it made me cry. But for some reason today, Saint Germain wanted me to call you. Now, I know I needed to hear what you just said at the beginning.
Yeah.
But I think maybe he has the belief that I need out of the beliefs we came to, that I was
the
positive statement.
Basically, I stated the belief for everybody, Joy, that in some way, whatever that belief is, leads us to thinking we have to trade our happiness for our health, that we are paying for receiving what we want and being happy with jeopardizing our health or giving our health up as an offering, kind of. And we've got to let go and redirect that belief. And this is what I have been, this is the answer I have been asking for, oh gosh, I think it was 3 creation stations ago when we started really focusing in on how we create health in our lives. So you got your answer. And that's it. My happiness and my health exist happily at the same time together. They create each other. And that's what we want to live by now. Okay?
Okay. And you've used your pendulum and you're sure there's nothing else.
When I say there's not anything else about anything, I get a no.
Okay. Thank
you
very much.
Accept the simplicity. You bet.
Yeah, you're right. Oh, that's what I needed to hear. Thank you.
Yeah, okay.
See, I knew there was something else.
Okay, baby. I think that's all what we all need to hear. Can you allow all this to be simple now? Now that they've taken us through the schooling and we understand it all, let's let go and simply create. Paula in San Francisco, you're on.
Hey, Dee.
Hi, babe.
Hey. I was calling in to find out, like, what my parents, you know, mother, father beliefs are, you know, that probably will lead to what you just talked about.
Yep. Okay. Your mother, this page here. I want to go back, but I'm stuck here. So the positive would be, I am always moving forward easily. So that's the first part. Okay, I'm so excited that I'm always moving forward easily. Your dad here. Some energy has to die before I am the creation of new energy. What that looks like mostly in our lives is I can't do this because, whatever that is. Like I hear, yeah, well, I want to do this, but my husband doesn't want to. Yeah, stuff like that. So
yep.
The positive of that would be all energy supports me now in creating my life. So you put those two together, all energy supports me now in creating my life, and I am always moving forward. Many times a day for a week, as you can remember to say that, with lots of excitement from your love place. That usually shifts everything. Okay?
Exact. These are to a T. It's exact. It's exactly where I am right now, and so I will be doing this because it's time for me to move forward.
It's time for all of us to move forward, guys. You know, we've done the work, we've been schooled, we have the understanding, and now we are simply moving into our creation in a powerful way. Thanks, Paula. Thanks for calling in, honey.
Oh, thank you.
All righty. We're rolling today, aren't we? Jereen in South Dakota. Hi, baby Jake.
Oh, hi. I'm thinking if I ask this question, my mother's beliefs might come up. I don't sense that she's, you know, giving up, but she continues to fall. This is like her third fall since a great big fall where she broke both shoulders.
Oh, so, my God. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's definitely a sign of not moving forward.
Yeah.
You know? Because if she could move forward easily, she wouldn't be falling.
Right.
That's the highest understanding, yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's kind of the same thing that Paula had, except hers is, I want to move forward, but I'm stuck here.
Mm-hmm.
So I am always moving forward easily. And your dad's?
Yeah.
I betray myself and God betrays me.
So okay.
I always come forward for myself. God always comes forward for me, and I'm always moving forward easily. Because it's pretty hard to move forward, guys, if you and the God of you do not come forward for yourself, right?
Right.
Okay, you got it?
Yep, I got it. Thank you.
Okay, you bet. Yeah, I can feel the energy moving when we're doing this. We are on the right track. Pat in Connecticut, you're on.
Hey, it's Pat from Connecticut. Wondering if you could talk to me about my dog, Chance. I had to help him over. I'm going to start crying. On the 18th, he was an amazing dog. First 2 years of abuse, I got him. And he ended up having an article written about his life. It's real tough because I dealt with fear aggression. Life was even that more intense, which now I realize I'm missing so much.
Okay, Pat, you've kind of, I say lovingly, taken me all over the place. So what's your question, sweetheart?
I've never asked you about an animal that's passed. Do you, see how they're doing, or do I just need to ask a little question?
They're all
about
free.
That?
Pat, they're all free and they're all happy like all of us. We don't take any of that crap with us. Was he a lighter colored dog?
He was a black and tan hound.
They're showing me. Is this a dog coming in? Ah. He has another doggy ready for you when you're ready.
Okay.
You know, they bring you, I'm sure, if freedom isn't Savannah incarnated. She's the twin sister of her emotionally. She's so much like my beautiful,
my beautiful white shepherd,
Savannah, that passed years ago. And Freedom is so much like her. I just know that she sent her to me.
Yeah.
And I asked her to send her, to send me a dog that would be faithful, that would be my best friend, you know, my soulmate. And Freedom is in every way. So just know, guys, for all your people that have passed over, the same goes with your animals. They're free. They're happy.
Yeah.
Their bodies are working. They've let go of all the trauma. Okay?
Yeah, I was thinking of fostering just to fill my heart. Will he be sending me a dog after I do fostering?
If you ask him, you bet.
Okay. All right. Thank you so
much.
And,
you know, be open to fostering a doggy that maybe you just fall in love with, too.
Right, right. Of course. Thank you so much.
You know, you're welcome. Be at peace, sweetheart. He's fine.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. I know that was one of my big questions when I, well, I've lost so many doggies, but Savannah, boy, when I lost Savannah, that was a tough one. Kate in New Mexico, you're on.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello. What's up, baby Kate?
Well, oh, first, you've gotten in my head because now I call my cat Baby Cakes.
Does she like it?
I say that. What's up, Baby Cakes? And I'm like, oh, Dee, hello, Dee.
I'm glad I come through with Baby Cakes for you. Thanks for that.
I would like to know the same question, my mom and dad's belief, and what's going on with my stomach, and my health thing has been my stomach.
Well, they're all interconnected, Kate. They're all interconnected.
Yeah.
So your mom's is this page here, here, 9, and even though I love you, I'm threatened by you, and I'm glad to get rid of you. Are you married? Okay, well, what man are you saying this to? Even though I love you, I'm threatened by you, and I'm glad to get rid of you.
That would probably be my family fell apart after my dad passed. So that would be a sibling.
That's true. Do you know which sibling it is?
Yeah, there's one that is
okay.
Not speaking.
It's not serving you to hold anger and judgment around this, sweetheart.
Yeah.
You know, they're going through whatever lesson they have to go through.
Yeah.
Your job is to just love and accept them as they are and move on. Okay? As long as you are, guys, look, as long as you are focused on somebody else's BS and what they're doing or what they're not doing, okay, you go down with them. Do you understand?
Oh, yeah.
You're okay. All right. So I accept and acknowledge all energy while I am moving on creating myself. You got that? I love and accept all energy while I am moving on and creating myself. That's your mom, your dad, here, this page, 22, anything else? The first one, I'll never be good enough, so I leave. And how that shows up in your life can be, don't feel like I'm good enough, so I'm not even going to start. I don't feel like I'm good enough, so I may get halfway through something I want to do, and then I'll give up. it'll show up in lots of different ways, but that's the core belief behind it. So I was born good enough, and I'm always moving ahead. I was born good enough, and I'm always moving ahead. You put those two together as one positive statement. Go to your love place, and with as much excitement, say that as many times a day as you can remember without, you know, making it work. You want to make it play for a week and see what turns around. All righty?
Wonderful. Yeah.
Okay, Kate.
Thanks so much.
What? You bet.
Oh, it's just something, that came up because something happened to trigger it, that they'll be in town and didn't invite me. So that brought me back down. So I have to, a new layer to peel off.
You know, right now you are better off not being around that energy. Focus on you.
Okay.
You know, and that wonderful statement, I release you to your own divine I am presence. I release you to your own creation. Okay? It has nothing to do with you, Kate. It's their stuff that they got to work through.
Okay.
All right?
All right,
baby. Thank you. A lot of clarity in this show today. Catherine in New Jersey, you're on.
Yes, hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes,
start with finding the beliefs for my parents, please.
Okay, your mother's, this page, 1 through 5. All those words are the highest and most correct. I don't think I have enough energy to do this. So that would be, I am energy and always filled with energy. Filled with enough energy, filled with more than enough energy, whatever feels right for you. That's your mom's, your dad's, this pain. Again, some energy has to die before I am the creation of new energy. So I accept and love all energy as I move on in the easy creation of me or my life or however you want to say it. All righty.
Okay, great. Can I ask
those together? Yeah.
Go ahead. Sure. Put those together.
Yep, as one statement. One positive statement.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank
your
you.
Other question?
Yes, I've been going through the process of losing weight, and I had lost a bunch, and then I put some on during COVID. And now I'm struggling to just do everything that I know what I need to do.
Okay, so Catherine, first of all, don't ever say I am struggling.
Okay.
Because that's a direction for you to do what?
Struggle.
You bet, baby.
No, but
thank you.
You
are defining yourself as a person who struggles then, correct?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so the other thing is, the channel wants you to focus on the weight you wish to be at. What weight do you wish to be at?
Like 130.
Okay. So don't think about losing weight, because then that tells your brain, I weigh too much, I have to lose it, and your brain sees the extra weight. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. So you want to spend time going into your love place, feeling into your love place, and saying that one positive statement. Because you see, the belief some energy has to die before I'm the creation of new energy, you could replace that with some weight has to fall off before I create me the way I want to be. Do you see the correlation there?
Yes.
Okay. So remember, everybody, your brain thinks in pictures. You want to say what you want by not saying anything that you don't want. Everything in the positive. I am weighing 133, and oh, my God, that feels good. I love my body at 133. Okay?
Okay, good. Thank you very much, Dee.
You're welcome very much, my love. Okay, we'd be going to Johanna in Florida. You're on.
Hi, Dee. Thanks so much.
Hi, baby Kate.
This call has been answering my questions from the very beginning indirectly. I just can't thank you enough or love you enough. I'm just so grateful.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Thank you. This is the most important hour of my week, aside from the time I spend doing what you tell me to do. I returned to New Mexico, to Florida from New Mexico, and shortly after I got back, my son called me to tell me that his friend had passed. And his name is Xavier, and he's very, very close to my son, and I really, like, when I got back here last year, when I had been in New Mexico and I came back to Florida, I experienced some shock about my older son that really I allowed to impact me in a way that was detrimental. And so when this came in, information came in, and I want to both honor my grief, and I am wondering anything that the channel feels it's important for me to know about Xavier's passing and my son and myself. But I want to honor the grief, but at the same time, I'm coming back wanting to being excited about creating employment, which I really need, income, and being here joyfully, enjoying my granddaughter.
Okay,
so,
all right, let me start giving
help.
You some
Thank
answers
you.
Here. Okay, first of all, first thing I heard was your son will be hearing from him. So
okay,
just help your son. First of all, guys, we all go. All of us go. We're all here in embodiment. We all will be out of embodiment and continuing to go on. Okay? That is the natural course of life. We have, can you turn me down a little bit because I'm hearing you a lot in the back feed, Johanna?
Turn you down? Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, so we have a belief system that if somebody dies younger than older, that that's not the natural course of things, that that's a bad thing. Obviously, we grieve for the loss of people who leave early, and we grieve the loss of people who leave much later. What we have to honor is the soul's choice to leave when the soul knows it's best. And he did. He learned what he came to learn. He's going to be reincarnated again, not like tomorrow, but he's coming back because he learned what he needed to learn this time. And interestingly enough, it was about love. And your son helped him learn and understand a lot about love. Okay? So your son was instrumental in helping him move forward in his soul's purpose. Okay? Again, guys, I release you to your own divine I am presence, to your own creation. I can't experience grief at not having you in my life anymore. And then I know if I'm going to support you fully, I moved back into my love and joy. I experience love and joy with my granddaughter because that's what I'm here to do. Do you see how it all kind of flows together, sweetheart?
Yes, I do. And thank you. I have felt that, David, I have thought that he's going to talk to David. He may even talk to me. And it's more like the physical impact on me. You know, of like the shock and integrating the shock and I don't know.
Okay.
And not letting
Johanna,
it impede me in what I'm doing.
No, you see, you just stated exactly what you don't want.
I did.
What you want is I integrate all of this with love and ease as I move on in creating my joy. That's what you want, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I integrate all of this with love and ease
as I move on and create my joy.
Thank you so much.
You bet. You bet. That was great for all of us, sweetheart. Oh, LaVon, what's up, baby?
Good morning, Dee Dee.
Good morning,
you know,
my baby Kate.
When I have an issue with a person, I imagine myself as an octopus with tentacles. And I am actually sending one of those tentacles out to that person and making a connection. I'm sending them my energy.
Nice. Yeah.
I want to use that energy for something positive. So that encourages me to break that connection to... I don't want to say fix, but a bad thing. I know.
No, you don't. To create.
I want to bring that energy back to me, and it encourages me to work on that situation so that I can use that energy for something more positive. Because when you send love and support to someone, you send that tentacle out also, and I choose to use it for that.
Absolutely. Well said.
Anyway, just that picture encourages me, you know, because
it's good. It's easy to access.
Yes,
that little octopus.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Very much so. I'm calling in for moms and dads IDF patterns.
Okay.
And they could be fun to play with it.
We didn't do that, huh? In CS? We didn't do that, huh? Okay.
No.
Mother here. 1, 2, 5.
We did ours, but we didn't do mom and dad.
I don't know what I want, so I give up. Actually, they're changing the words a little bit. I don't know what I want, so I don't do it.
Because mom always gave herself up.
Yeah, well, there you go. But again, don't get into your head too much about all these guys, because this goes back through your family tree to the beginning. So it may not be in your face in this lifetime, but the energy has been carried throughout the lifetime of the family. Okay, that's your mom's, your dad's.
Okay.
God, this is just up today. Some energy has to die before I am the creation of new energy. We all kind of have various and sundry beliefs that support this. Like, I'm too old, so I can't do it anymore. I'm too young. I don't know how to do it anymore. I don't have a college education. I'm not smart enough to do it right now. Whatever it is, you don't want to buy into it. So, again, I love and embrace all energy, and all energy is working with me as I move forward in the creation of my life.
Beautiful. All right. Thank you so much.
And that definitely, they want you to know, affects health. Those two things. Okay.
Gosh, everything affects health.
Absolutely. But if you think you don't have enough energy to do this and you're waiting for some other energy before you can be in your own creation, that's going to wear you down, LaVon.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks so
you
much. Love you.
Hey, and I'm going to email you sometime this week about seeing if your husband will make me some more pendulums.
Okay, very good. All right.
All right. Love you, honey. Bye. Adele in Connecticut, you're on.
Hi, Dee. First of all, I just wanted to thank you. I was on the last, two shows, but I didn't get called on, to just thank you for, I've been doing, my saying every day, and so that's been really great. I can really see things, so I really appreciate
that. Can't you feel it? Can't you feel the shift in yourself?
Oh, yeah, it's like, it's so fun, because it's just like, whoa, this is the real thing, So, so it's really fun. And I don't even have, I don't even, sit and go into my love place. I'm just like right there when I'm saying it. Because I just feel. Yeah. So I just wanted to let you know. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you, darling.
I just have a question. I just have a question because I'm so confused by different things I hear. So, I have like a past life issue that.
Would you like to redirect yourself in what you just said?
What did I just say?
Well, I'm so confused.
Oh,
is that
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I'm so clear in my understanding. All right, what?
Okay. I'm so clear in my understanding, but other people think, confusing. Okay, so there's a past life. I do deep work on myself, and there's a past life issue that I've been learning so much from. I have so much space that's opened up. I'm so much more flexible. And, it's releasing, and so people are saying, oh, you should basically send that to the light. You should send it to the light. And so there's a part of me that feels like, when I'm doing my deep work, I know I'm being guided by God, because I get into positions I couldn't get into myself. I'm just, being guided in everything for that hour, 2 hours,
okay,
whatever.
What's your question, baby? What's your question?
So my question is, do I just, be with the past life issue, or am I supposed to, send it to the light?
What you're supposed to do is redirect it into the positive.
Oh, okay.
So
redirect.
So what's the negative? In one sentence, what's the negative from the past life?
Okay, it was horrific, and it was, there's a lot of like hate and things coming up from that. So that's the negative.
Okay. All right. So I am taking all that energy now. I am telling myself that all of my energy is based in divine love, that I am love. My intention is to be love. And all that energy is now commuted into love in this lifetime. I learned my lesson from the hate in the last lifetime, and I am directing it into divine love now. And that's it. It's done.
Okay. Can you just repeat the beginning part of that? I'm taking all of the energy now.
Basically, I'm taking all the energy from the hate in that past life, and I am directing it now, commanding it to be commuted into divine love. I am divine love. I am the energy of love. That's who I am. And that lesson that I had back then has been fully commuted now into the divine love that I am. And then it comes. Okay?
Thank you.
All right.
So much.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You so
You're
much.
Welcome. It was a great question. Okay, Rosemary, I got to take you really fast. You want your mother-father thing, huh?
Yes, darling. Hello.
Okay. The mother's this page here, 125. I don't know what I want, so I give up trying. I know exactly what I want, and I move ahead. Got it?
Got it.
I know exactly what I want, and I move ahead. Dad's not this page here. Yeah, again, it's God betrays me, I betray me. I'm so excited. I always come through for me. Because if you come through for you, the God of you has to come through for you, sweetheart. You understand?
Yes. Yes.
So you have it all?
Love it.
Okay.
Yes, I am.
Go to your love place with excitement as many times a day as you can for a week.
Will do. Thank you, dear.
Okay. You bet, baby cake.
Okay. Love
you. All right, guys. I love you, too. I love you all so much. What a great show. But then we say that at the end of every show. All right. Again, Focus, Fun, and Fruition starts on the 31st. Really excited about this program, guys. It's 6 weeks of guidance from me. And the webinar on artificial intelligence, it's posted. You can sign up for it now. It is August 10th. What an amazing show. I love you all so much. Go be happy. Be happy. Be excited about your life and listen to the words that you are defining yourself with. I'm clear. I'm full of energy. I am health. Okay, let's say it loud and proud. Come on. I love me. I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.